Chazor zeichen nishe bachi cheskel shalagam rabbi Yehuda mesech the sukkah daf hey. The Mishnah said, v'she'ene gevoy asara tvachim. How do we know such a sukkah is possible? So Rav Chanina, Rav Yonason, and Rav Chaviva taught, we know that the urn was 9 tvachim high and the kapyrus was 1 tefach high for a total height of 10 tvachim. The pasuk says that Hashem rested and spoke from the top of the kapyrus. Rav Yossi once taught that the Shekhinah never came down to this earth and Moshe and Eliyahu never went up to the heavens. Based on the pasuk, it says, Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem, v'arz nosan l'mnei Odom. Based on this, the Shekhinah only rested on the kapyrus because at 10 tvachim high, it's considered to be a separate domain. We see that 10 tvachim high makes a separation, and by extension, the walls of 10 tvachim have the status of walls. So here you see that the minimum size has to be at least 10 tvachim. The pasuk says that the Shekhinah came down into Har Sinai. The Gemara would stay 10 tvachim above the mountain. The pasuk says that Hashem will stand on Har HaZesim. The Gemara says, again, he'll be 10 tvachim off the mountain. The pasuk says that Moshe and Eliyahu went up to heaven. The Gemara says they remain 10 tvachim below heaven. The pasuk says that Moshe went up to the Kisei HaKavod. Again, he remained 10 tvachim below. The pasuk says that Moshe grabbed onto the Kisei HaKavod. After the Gemara, Hashem lowered it to 10 tvachim below Shemayim so that Moshe can grab on. We know that the urn was 9 tvachim tall, because the pasuk says that the height was 1.5 amos. But how do we know that the kapyrus was 1 tefach high? So Rav Chanina taught, we learn it from the crown of the shulchan. Just like that was a tefach, that the pasuk says so too, the kapyrus was a tefach high as well. Why don't we learn the height measurement from the kelim themselves instead of the crown of a keli? The Gemara says, because that would give a much larger measurement, and we have the rule, tefas merubah lo tefasta. Why don't we learn the height measurement from the tzitz, which was only 2 fingers wide? The Gemara says, we learned the kapyrus, which is a keli, from the crown, which is part of a keli, rather than learning it from the tzitz, which is only a decorative piece. Why don't we learn the height measurement from the crown of the Aroin, which had to only be the slightest amount? Mar says, we learn the kapyrus, which is a keli, from the crown of the shulchan, which is a keli, rather than learning it from the crown of the aron, which is only an accessory to a keli. In fact, Mar, the crown of the shulchan is also only an accessory. Mar says, no, that crown was on the body of the shulchan, and therefore it had the status of a keli. What about according to the view that the crown was up on top of the shulchan, not on the body of the shulchan? Mar says, you're right, we learn the kapyrus, regarding which the Torah gave some measurement, from the crown of the shulchan, regarding which the Torah gave measurements, rather than learning it from the tzitz, or from the crown of the aron, regarding which the Torah gave no clear measurements. Dr. Gemara, Rav Huna said, we know the kapyrus was a tefach because the pasuk regarding it says, al pinei hakapyrus kedma. Pinei is a face, a human face, and there's no human face that's less than a tefach. So the kapyrus must have been a tefach. Maybe it was as large as the face of the Bar Yuchni bird, a tremendous bird. Maybe it's only the size of the face of a little tiny bird. Rav Yaakov said, Rav Huna learned via Gzeir Shavan the word pnei from the pasuk me'es pnei yitzchak aviv, that's referring to a human face. Why doesn't he learn the Gzeir Shavan from the pasuk of pnei elokim? Zechmar again tefas merubalei tefasta. Why doesn't he learn the Gzeir Shavan from the pasuk that says pnei hakeruvim? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Achav Yaakov said, we have a tradition that the face of the Kruvim were also a Tefach, and Rav Huna Taka can learn from there as well. What does the word Kruv mean? Rabbi Avohu said it means a child. Gemara, how do we know that the space beneath the schach must be a minimum of 10 tvachim? Maybe the space together with the schach has to be a minimum of 10 tvachim, just like the aron was 10 tvachim when measured with its cover. And for the Gemara, a braisa says that the kruvim in the Mishkan reached 1/3 of the Mishkan's height, just like the kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash reached 1/3 of the height of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan was 60 tvachim tall, 10 amos, which is 60 tvachim tall, which means that the kruvim, which stood on the 10 tefach high aron, reached 20 tvachim high, which means that they alone were 10 tvachim high. The pasuk says that the kruvim were soichachin, meaning it's like soichim, like a lotion of schach b'chanfeihem. They were shading with their wings. Their wings, which were above their heads, based on the pasuk that says lemaila, and therefore shading an open area of 10 tvachim. So that you see that soichim refers to when there's a cover above an open area of 10 tvachim. Here we learn that the schach of a circle also has to be over an empty space of 10 tvachim without taking into account the space of the schach. Zakumar, this is good according to Rabbi Meir, who says that all amos in the Mishkan refer to amos of 6 tvachim. So in a chanami, you come up with these measurements. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that although the amos of the building were amos of 6 tvachim, the amos of the kelim were only amos of 5 tvachim, this means that the oron, which we said was an amma and a half, was only 8.5 tvachim tall. Based on the kruvim reaching 20 tvachim, this would mean that the kruvim were 11.5 tvachim tall, which means that their wings were soichachim over an empty area of 11.5 tvachim, not 10 tvachim. If so, maybe the minimum height of a sukkah should also be 11.5 tvachim. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda must hold that the 10 tefach minimum is enechanami, he can't learn out from there. He would say it's halach l'mash m'sinai. Like we find that Rav Chiya bar Ashi, name of Rav, said measurements for Yisurim, the halachas of chatzitza and the halachas of mechitzas, walls and partitions, are all learned via a halacha l'moshe mi Sinai.